With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, by goodness is right.
Yes. Yes. We, every single year at this time, we always talk to Echo. And because we believe it's very important. And Echo's a great organization. One of the things that they do is they travel around to schools. Because sometimes it's the only opportunity they get to talk to a large group of kids without their parents and or possible abusers.
Parent, in most situations or some situations.
Abusers.
Parent slash offender.
Abusers. Right. So they get to talk to them because, look, let's just be honest. Some kids don't even realize they're being abused. Because that's what they've grown up with, right?
Right.
So they just, they're like, well, that's just what, don't, you know, that's what parents do. No,
that's not. It's not.
No, it's not. So it's important to talk about it.
Yeah, ECHO stands for Exploited Children's Help Organization. And like you said, they go around everywhere and they're advocates for kids.
Yep.
Did she answer her phone, Dave?
Nope, still waiting for Sonia, but we have George.
Okay, did you try to call her?
I did.
Okay, but we do have George. George Tamring with Baranos. We're doing a fundraiser for this. Hey, good morning. How you doing, George?
Great. How you guys doing? Good to hear from you all.
Listen, I found out about ECHO through you all and the staff at Baranos, and I'm grateful I did because since then, they have been on the show every single year that Tony and I have been on the air. And I want to thank you for helping out with ECHO and all the good work that you all do down there. How did you get involved with ECHO, George?
Well, our good friend Leanne Yosa used to work for ECHO and Sonia. So Leanne got us involved several years ago, and then we kept on going. We've done it for over 5 years now, and you guys talked on your show a lot about where Kentucky ranks on certain things, and unfortunately, we're number one on child abuse.
We're the worst.
So that is not a good thing at all, and it's horrible. But like you all said, COVID has just made it even worse because kids aren't, you know, day to day going to school and being around people that could help them. So this year is more important forever to raise awareness. The whole month of April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and ECHO is a great group that educates and goes out to the schools, and they're about to start, you know, being able to get out there again and support things. So we call it pizza for prevention, and there's nothing that sitting around and having a pizza can't take care of. So tomorrow at the Baranos by the Bridge during lunchtime, 11 to 3, you can call dining, carryout, delivery, support the downtown location, and 15% of sales are going to go to ECHO from downtown. And then at night at Limestone Bay Club, our Baranos by the Bay, we'll from 3 to 9 there, out, you know, kind of outdoor, more family friendly environment for people to come out and Sonia will be there passing out information and letting people know how they can get involved and how they can help and this is like I said, every year is important, but this is an even more important year after the kids not being in school, and so that we can get out and support.
Well, let's bring in the executive director of ECHO, Exploited Children's Help Organization, Sonia Gray. Sonia, good morning.
Hey,
how are you?
Good to see you.
Good morning. Hope everyone is doing well.
Listen, talk about for a minute, if you could talk about the importance of ECHO, because Kentucky, for whatever reason, were the worst. Talk about...
Yeah, we know what ECHO is. Tell other people what ECHO is.
Yeah, so we are a 30-year-old nonprofit organization, and we evolved as an organization due to a tragic incident that happened here in 1983 with a 12-year-old girl who went riding her bike to go visit a friend by Bashford Manor Mall,
yep.
And unfortunately, she never returned, and her name was Ann Gottlieb. And so with the efforts of her parents and many concerned volunteers, they did send out a search to try to locate Ann, and as I stated, she was never found, and they put a resolution on her death in 2015. Our mission is to prevent and reduce the incident and impact of child abuse by providing education, advocacy, and support services to the children and families of Metro Louisville. So we are one of the only nonprofits in Louisville that actually partners with both public and private schools to go into the classroom and educate our kids, K through 12, about body safety and digital safety. And then we also offer adult presentations for adults to be able to recognize, react, and report child abuse.
How do we help you? Like obviously, George, with Bear Nose is having two different locations raising money for you. How does Echo pay for what you guys do? Because, look, we're the worst in the country, and we've got – and kids just don't know. I mean, they're being abused, and they need help. How do you get your money usually? How do you get what you do paid for?
So we do get some great support, you know, from our community, individual donors. We do get funding through grants, obviously, as well. But, you know, I was listening to George, and bravo, George, for speaking on behalf of child abuse.
Yeah.
He's been a longtime partner of ours. And, you know, what he stated about what we have experienced, the pandemic, the COVID pandemic for the last year, I just want to put it on people's mind that we have been experiencing a pandemic pre-COVID with our kids for several years. And so really the way to be able to help us is to invest into our organization. We provide all of our presentations free at cost. And so, you know, we need that funding to be able to continue the work that we are doing as well. And so, you know, by volunteering, investing your dollars into prevention programs like our own, or attending special events as we have coming up tomorrow with our Pizza for Prevention.
Look, no pun intended, I want to echo your statements on George Timmering because I seriously, honestly do, from the bottom of my heart, wish there were more corporate leaders like Baronel's Pizza that would give back to our community, because we would have a lot more to work with and, in my opinion, a lot less problems. But I want you to talk about the severity on child abuse and maybe one case where something might have not been discovered if not for Echo, or where Echo prevented something from. Is there anything you can share with us on that?
Absolutely. A couple of things I want to share is understand that child abuse does not have a poster child of what that looks like. So child abuse can affect anyone, any age, any color, any income level. So, you know, well, we're talking about social injustices, and we're talking about equitable services. We need to look even more closely to what is happening, you know, within child maltreatment. But an example that I can give you is that we had a mother to call us, and she stated that her daughter had left with her trafficker, and she was, you know, very upset. She's very scared for her daughter. She had spoken to her daughter over the phone, but her daughter was trying to escape from her trafficker. And so we set up a whole safety plan. We connected with the Center for Women and Families to be able to go and retrieve that young lady and then bring her back to home, back to the safety of her mother. And so if we would have not intervened, there's so much trauma that could have came from that one incident, just being with a trafficker. And many kids that experience abuse, you know, there are what we call many issues or many traumas that can follow after that. If we don't intervene with some type of therapeutic services. So, you know, children that have been abused in the adulthood, what we would see is maybe teen pregnancy, drug and alcohol usage. It goes into the mental well-being, your physical, your psychological well-being. So that is why it's so important for us to be in the classroom and first educate our kids about what their body rights are, and then secondly, also educate the adults about what your responsibility is here in the state of Kentucky, because Kentucky is a mandatory reporting state. So that means that if you are a citizen of Kentucky, you are a mandated reporter. So we don't want to just wait for the doctors or the schools or, you know, someone to make a report. We all need to make sure that we're keeping eyes on our kids and making sure that they are remaining safe.
Absolutely. Let's protect our children. There's nothing that pisses me off more than abuse. I mean, it just incites me. It's like medieval evil stuff going on to these poor kids. So we got to try to save our babies. So George, one more time, real quick. When is Sonia going to be out at the outdoor Bear Nose? And then what's the other location? Real quick, wrap it up for me.
By the bridge and by the bay.
In the morning, lunchtime, no better place than Bear Nose by the bridge, 11 to 3. And then at night from 3 to 9 at the Bear Nose by the bay, Limestone Bay Yacht Club, 5801 River Road. Beautiful setting. So you can, by the bridge, experience the river in the morning and out on the east end at night.
Yet another one more time, Baranos Pizza doing good for the neighborhood. Hey, listen, thank you, George Temry with Baranos, and thank you, Sonia Gray with ECHO, Exploited Children's Help Organization. God bless both of you.
At some point, we all question ourselves, why even live in this damn state?
No.
I'm sorry. If you think I'm a jerk, whatever. But we're first in all the bad stuff.
Well,
child abuse, we just talked about carjacking.
Yep.
We're top in carjacking. We're top in child abuse. We're top in animal abuse, domestic violence. I mean, at some point, it's just like, Kentucky, what the hell is wrong with you?
Well, I wonder what other people think about our states when they read articles like that. It makes you want to think what this British guy thought when he took to Twitter and he started tweeting descriptions of all 50 states. We're not going to do all 50.
No. Oh, no. What do you mean descriptions? Like, did he use like a word or
a
phrase?
Just a short little one-liner.
Okay.
This was his thought on each.
And Kentucky?
We're not going to do Kentucky.
Oh, we're not doing Kentucky?
No.
All right.
Florida. To the best of my knowledge, Florida is famous for literally being every news article that makes it to Europe.
Right.
Oh, God, that country. The guy that tweeted this was English. Colorado. To the best of my knowledge, Colorado didn't exist until they invented weed a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Let's go to Kansas.
No.
No, right. He's right. Kansas. To the best of my knowledge, Kansas is famous for the Wizard of Oz, and it's been downhill ever since. Okay. Tony, I'm going to make you say this.
What was the Ron Shock? Kansas? I saw their tree.
Oh, no, yeah, no. Oh, go ahead.
It wasn't it. I saw their tree. That's it. There was one tree. Goes, yeah, I saw their tree.
I saw their tree. Ron Shock.
Ron Shock.
He goes, there's a town in Mississippi called West Mississippi. It's in the easternmost northern part of the state. Okay. You're going to have to say this state for me. It's...
Oh,
because I cuss it.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. So,
yeah, Massachusetts.
Yeah, we're good. Okay. Yeah, okay, you're good?
Yeah.
To the best of my knowledge,
Mass
is famous for Matt Damon movies. And that's it.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Is it? Oh, just Boston movies?
I guess so.
Oh. Okay, that's pretty well. That's lame.
Yeah, it is. Missouri. To the best of my knowledge, Missouri is famous for having a place called Kansas City, which is confusing to people. Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's not in Kansas.
There is a Kansas City, Kansas, though.
Is there? Kansas City, Kansas.
It's like Minneapolis, St. Paul, other side of the river, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and we'll just do one more and then we'll wrap it up. Tennessee. To the best of my knowledge, Tennessee is famous for saying, "I do declare," and having people fanning themselves on their porches.
I do
declare. Was there no Kentucky?
Okay, when we get to Kentucky,
I'll have to go through this.
I'll have to go through this.
Never mind.
You can find it while we talk about lunch, Tony.
Ooh, lots of pasta. Lots of pasta. Louisville.com or the Toast app, David. It is delicious food. It's an international food shop.
We talk a lot about the food, but the shop A part, Tony, you can buy coffee from around the world. They have chips. They have homemade dips. They have salad dressings and marinades, some of the best spices you can have. If you love to cook at home and you like to do it like on television where you have a little container of spices and you get a little flick here and flick it there, you can do that at Lots of Pasta. Your cooking will be so much better with their spices and their olive oil.
Okay, Derby to me starts to bring in the season for Benedictine, right? And I love Benedictine.
Traitor.
Is that like... is that like, that's not a Kentucky thing, right?
Just I don't think so. It's green, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, made from cucumbers.
Yeah,
right?
It's
a spread. It's a sandwich spread made from cucumbers, Benedictine. And it's delicious. It is so delicious. And Lots of Pasta Benedictine? Ooh, you can't pass it.
You know what else they have, Tony?
What?
Speaking of cucumbers?
Yeah.
Pickles. If you want to get a mega pickle in one of the big containers, they put their soup in, they'll put a huge pickle in there for you, and they are delicious. Jarred pickles, too.
Mega pickle?
It is a mega pickle. You will blush.
What's it called?
Mega pickle.
The Vanetti.
No.
Lots of...
Well, it depends who's working the counter. You're probably...
I think I'm going to swing by there and suggest that. fully throw me out.
Right.
All right. Lots of pasta. Lots of pasta. Louisville.com in the heart of St. Matthews there on Lexington Road, about a block up from the Old Vogue Theater. Check them out. Been around for almost 40 years.
Order online. They'll email you back when your order is ready. Get some homemade soup to go.
Back after this. News Radio 840 WHAS.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
WHAS.
Woo! All right, welcome back.
You know what? Bad cup running around. Just go ahead.
I will play sound in a minute from Jeopardy. I love that the nerds have no sports knowledge, and I'm not talking about a little sports knowledge. They have zero sports knowledge. It's so funny.
We need to pull up the clip where they were where. Alex Trebek was running through, and they got zero.
They got zero.
What was it, football day?
It was football. Now, to the defense of last night's nerds, the one you're going to play, that's the only one they didn't get, ironically. So
that's awesome. I can't wait.
All right, listen, we all know who Nick Rodman was. Nick Rodman was a LMPD officer, and we at City of Louisville, we mourned his death and still do every single year. I want to bring in his wife, Ashley Rodman. We want to talk about the Nick Rodman Legacy Foundation here in a second. But first, I want to say, Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ashley.
Hi, good morning.
Listen, it's no secret the City of Louisville loves the Rodman family, love Nick and still do. I want to talk about the Nick Rodman Legacy Foundation. First, why did you start it?
Well, there's a lot of different factors that kind of came into play when I decided to start the Nick Rodman Legacy Foundation, but a big part of it was kind of like the impact of Nick's death. Like, the whole Louisville community really rallied around our family. There were so many fundraisers and events and things that took place to help me and the kids and our family as a whole. And Nick really became a police officer to help people. And he loved Louisville. He's from Louisville. Born and raised here, he really wanted to raise our family and our kids here. Once he died, there were like so many stories that came out about people that he was helping. There was a pregnant woman who reached out to me and said, she was kind of walking and cold and didn't really have anywhere to go. And he stopped to help her and gave her snacks and daughters to somewhere safe. And there was another gentleman who Nick had actually arrested, and it was kind of the words that he spoke to him and the conversation that they had in the police car that really helped him, like, turn his life around.
I had heard that story, too. It was an amazing story.
Yeah, and so, like, just thinking of all the things that he did in the 3.5 years he was a police officer, it's really hard to think of, like, what kind of impact he could have made in a longer career. And so this nonprofit is kind of a way for me to continue Nick's life and legacy as a public servant, and just an overall good human being, and just kind of pay it forward to all the people who helped our family.
I love golf scrambles. It's a perfect example. We're going to get this thing sold out for you. But I want you to tell me something about Nick that's not cop related about him.
Well, he was a huge U of L fan, huge. And we would always tailgate. We went to football games, baseball games. He was so excited to get Mason to a game. I mean, unfortunately, like, Ellie was really little when he died. But, I mean, that's definitely something that we've also tried to continue as a family is, you know, go to the tailgates, go to the football games. But some of my favorite memories of Nick is at those U of L games. He was always a good time and always cheering really loud. And he's just a good person and a good dad and a good friend. And I think that's why his loss has been so huge and it has been such a big impact, because everyone who knew him, even if they met him at just one time, I mean, he was just always smiling, always having a good time, and he just loved life to the fullest. It's just, his presence is so missed.
Was he one of those guys, Ashley, at the games that was so into it, he's doing play-by-play and criticizing the refs as the game's going along?
He would do a lot of criticizing, a lot of cheering. I mean, he was just, like, just loud and funny and just had a good time. And, I mean, we took Mason when he was 6 months old. I mean, we probably should have brought those little ear things, but we didn't. he was a diehard U of L fan. I mean, when they lost, it hurt him. When we won, he was so excited. And it was just always such a good time. We tailgated before every football game. You know, we got season tickets. We went to every home game, rain, shine, cold. It was always a good time.
Well, I'll just say this. It sounds to me like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree when you come to George Rodman and Nick. Okay, let me ask you about let's talk about the golf scramble, because the Nick Rodman Legacy Foundation does have a major impact on our community in a very positive way in helping people. How can we get into the scramble, when and where? Give us the details.
Well, we actually just left Iroquois Golf Course earlier this morning. We are going to have our golf scramble on June 5th. It's at Iroquois Golf Course. We do have two flight times. There's one at 8 a.m. and another one at 2 p.m. You can register your team at NickRodmanLegacyFoundation.com. There's a donate tab. You click it, and there's all the information that you need for our scramble. But it is $400 a team. Chick-fil-A will be there providing lunch. Craig and Landreth will be there with a car that they're going to use as, like, kind of a hole-in-one hole where everyone gets a chance to win a car, which I think that's amazing. And it's just going to be, like, a really good time. I mean, we're still looking for teams. We're still looking for some hole sponsors. The hole sponsorships are $100 a whole sponsor, and you'll get, you know, a sign at the tee. And then we're also looking for some more gold sponsorship, which that one's $1,000. But that includes your team of four, your lunch. Every player will get a goodie bag, and we have items like scramble shirts, golf towels. We have businesses donating things to put into the goodie bags. And then while we're there, you know, there'll be some raffles and prize items. But we have had some huge support in it already. We just are looking for some more teams. We do have some amazing event sponsors like Cardinal Moving and EnviroSafe and Mint Real Estate and then Louisville Kentucky Insurance. But we are just looking for some more support, because the bigger we can make this, the more we can help the Louisville community.
Ashley, help real quick. How do they get a hold of you to either play in it or become a sponsor?
If they want to become a sponsor or play in it, they can go on our website. It's NickRodmanLegacyFoundation.com. And if you go to our donate page, all the information for the golf scramble is there.
Awesome. All right, darling, we appreciate it. We love you. And anything we can do, you let us know. And I know it's going to be an awesome time.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You got it. See you, Ashley. Love golf scrambles.
Mm-hmm.
Love golf scrambles.
Love goodie bags.
All right, so Aaron Rodgers.
Ah!
He's
a Packer.
Is it like or love Aaron Rodgers since you're the Packers guy, Dave? You love him?
Oh, as our quarterback, sure. Of course. I don't know him enough to say I love the guy. He's a bit of a nerd, apparently. I saw pictures of he and his fiance at Disney World wearing Star Wars shirts.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's kind of just an aloof nerd, which I don't mind.
Did you love Brett?
Well, while he was the quarterback, sure. Then he started texting junk and, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is on Jeopardy because obviously Aaron Rodgers is hosting Jeopardy for 2 weeks, and this is the second week.
And he's getting better, by the way. He's getting a little more loose
and
a little funnier. He's actually doing pretty well.
Yep. So here's one of the questions. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
Let's take a listen here.
All right.
In the 1960s, these Midwesterners earned 5 NFL championship trophies. Green Bay Packers? Dennis, go
try
again,
title
I guess.
For 600.
They swept over the NBA, winning the title every year from 1959 to 1966. Eric?
Who are the Boston Celtics?
Oh, you know that one, huh?
Yeah, oh, you know that one. Oh,
well,
you know that one.
I think you got a good delivery, though. Don't you guys?
Yeah, he's loosened up.
He's been pretty good, yeah. Okay, so here's the classic moment. Alex Trebek, the legendary host who passed away not that long ago. There is a category up there, and it's football.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. Geek number one, go.
Football 200.
Your choice. Do or don't name this play in which the quarterback runs the ball and can choose to pitch it to another back.
The option.
Mm-hmm. It's an option play. Ryan?
Football 400.
I can tell you guys are big football fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Landry perfected the shotgun formation with this team.
Cowboys.
Oh, my God.
Dallas Cowboys. Do you think we should go to commercial?
Take it on to 600.
Okay, by signaling for one of these, a returner can reel in a kick without fear of getting tackled.
Good one, Dwight. Yes.
Fair catch.
Two of the players are guys, by the way.
800.
These penalties are simultaneous violations by the offense and defense.
Offsetting.
They cancel each other out. And they are called offsetting penalties. Let's look at the $1,000 clue, just for the fun of it.
just for the fun of it.
As Minneapolis' U.S. Bank Stadium prepares to host...
This guy's wearing a purple shirt.
I'm looking at the Ring of Honor with names from this defensive line that took the Vikings to 4 Super Bowls.
Purple people eaters.
If you guys ring in and get this one, I will die.
I love that.
Purple people eaters.
Oh, I love
there
it.
There you go.
I love it. All right, Mick Jagger apparently has a new song with Dave Grohl. That's not too bad.
Cool.
It's called Easy Sleazy or Dwight in the 80s.
Yes.
Let's listen to it.
It's still song.
And a little wheezy. I kind of like it.
I didn't hear Dave Grohl, though.
He's probably playing drums, right? Don't you think?
Drums or and background guitar. Vocals, yeah.
Featuring frontman Dave Grohl, so I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. I mean, there's only one frontman. If Mick Jagger's on the stage,
yeah,
he's the man.
One frontman.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl told
unless
a story.
He's with David Bowie.
And Dave Grohl told a story one time where he was on the same Saturday Night Live where Jagger was.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
And Jagger walked in because they have to do like a run through like that morning at like 9 a.m.
Sure, yeah,
for like a sound check or whatever. So Grohl was in there. He goes, I cannot not see Jagger. And so he got on the set, and Jagger walks in, and it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and he says, you know, I'm sorry, but I've been up all night. I haven't slept a wink, so I'm just going to phone this in, but it's just the rehearsal. And he said, as soon as the music started, He was doing the dance and the high vocals, the whole bit. He said he didn't lose a thing.
No, I guarantee it.
Can you imagine?
No, yeah.
Staying up all night?
Yeah, I think these guys, once, you know, him and Ozzy Osbourne are the same. Once they get on stage and the music starts, they just become a different person.
Well, it's the same thing with Ali. When they had some kind of honor for Ali at the at Freedom Hall. I was there. And he, you know, sad, he had Parkinson. He was shaking.
Yeah, could barely move.
James Earl Jones came out and said something. He was the MC that night. And it, somehow he got the shadow boxing.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Ali had all just dropped away. And he was shadow boxing. You didn't see any Parkinson at all, but it says he stopped. It's
crazy. That is really crazy. So my pool is dirty.
Ah!
You don't have a pool.
Right. If you don't, hey, listen, even if you don't have a pool, call Backyard Oasis.
Don't call them if you don't have a pool.
No, they can get you one. I said even if you don't.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you don't have a pool, call Backyard Oasis or go to BackyardOasisKY.com. They install above and in-ground pools. I know this is not scientific, but this is how I judge if someone's a good person. Does Lemmy Dog like them? Well, let me tell you, Backyard Oasis came over to service our pool. Lemmy loved them more than me. I said, well, they're a great judge of character. Backyard Oasis is also your mobile pool store. That means you don't have to spend your Saturday or whatever your day off is standing in line behind others to get your chemicals, your accessories, your parts. Let Backyard Oasis come to you. They also have service contracts. Your pool's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be a pain in the butt. Let Backyard Oasis service your pool once a week. They do it all. I'm telling you, you're going to love these folks. Call them at 249-5282, 249-5282, or go to backyardoasis.com.
All right, stick around. We'll wrap up the show on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Boom, boom, boom. This is Dwight Stripes.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not it.
Dwight Stripes.
Breaking news, underwear. University of Louisville Fighting Cardinals. David Johnson will forego his junior year and head to the NBA. And this is different than the Carleek Jones. Carleek Jones isn't hiring an agent, so he is... So he could come back if he doesn't hear what he wants to hear. David Johnson says, "Nah, I'm gone."
So he's not going to dip into the NBA and pull back out.
You're telling me there's going to be one less Johnson on the team this year.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Correct. David Johnson. They did go out and get four guards in the offseason, so I would assume that David had been planning on this and coach knew, and that's why he was bringing all these guards in, and he was telling them, "Look, David Johnson's leaving. We've got a spot for you."
He's got a lot of work to be ready for the NBA, but he has the uncoachable things. He has the physique, and he has the height.
Correct. That's exactly correct. So he does have a lot to work. I'm happy for him and his family.
Yes.
Disappointed as a U of L fan, but that's what it is. I mean, they'd rather not. And by the way, playing for U of L is pretty much like a pro anyway.
Boom. Yeah.
Well, I mean, except for the pain part. Everything else is pretty good. All right, man, we will see you later. He's Dave Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
Dwight Whitten. I'm Tony Vannetti. News Radio 840 WHAS.
Good night, Mary!
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.